This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
As we begin the third hour here today on the Alex Jones Show, Mike Adams filling in. Thank you for joining us on December 27th, 2018. I want to remind you that I am not your entertainment. Alex Jones is not your entertainment. We are not here so that you can just listen to something that affirms your current beliefs, although that's great. That can help support, you know, your paradigm of the world, and we live in the real world. We live in the world of cause and effect. But that's not why we are here. We are here to give you information that can spur you to take action. Action is crucial. If you are listening to this show every day and you're nodding your head in agreement and you're going, yeah, that's right. That's exactly the way I feel. That's what I'm thinking too. The world's going crazy. Look at this crazy stuff. They want migrants to come in and overthrow America. Look at the craziness with the Fed raising interest rates, trying to crash the stock market, and the liberals celebrating it. You know, look at the craziness. An 11-year-old boy, you know, dancing in a gay bar like a trans. I don't know. It's too sick. I don't even want to talk about that. But we're not just here to point out these crazy, insane things that are happening in the world. And you shouldn't be, if I could offer this suggestion, shouldn't be listening to this show just to get agreement. You should be taking action. You need to do things right now, I believe, because times are changing so rapidly. There will come a day very soon where you won't be able to do things like get information online. You know, if that EMP attack comes that I talked about in the previous segment, you won't be able to go to Infowars.com. You won't be able to hear this show on your mobile phone. You won't be able to go online and look up the firearms disassembly manual for your rifle because you'll have no connectivity. You won't be able to go to the grocery store and stock up on butter because all the butter will be gone. You won't be able to buy a water filter. Amazon won't be able to deliver to your house. UPS won't be functioning. Heck, UPS barely functions on a good day. You know, none of the carriers will be able to deliver anything. Fuel will not be delivered to your local gas station. How are you going to function in that scenario if you are not prepared in advance, including the information side of this? So here's what you need to do. I think it's just a suggestion. I think you should go through Infowars.com. Maybe some Infowars writers can do this, but put together like an index of the most practical, most important articles on Infowars.com for 2018. Maybe I'll do this on Natural News as well. To say, download and print these articles. Here's 100 articles you need to download and print. Well, just hit print from your browser, but you get my point. Because if things go bad, you won't be able to access those articles. No search engine will function. No social media will function. No mobile devices will function. Cell towers won't function, and so on. And if we have 100 nuclear power plants that go into meltdown at the same time, believe me, it's going to be such chaos nationwide. If you're anywhere near a city, it's going to become a death trap. You need to have a bug-out plan. You need to have a bug-out vehicle that can survive an EMP. You need to have a bug-out bag. You need to have, you know, things that are EMP-proof in there, like a compass, like that ballistics calculator I mentioned. You need to have things that can function even following these worst-case scenarios. If you don't take action and get prepared with those things, I mean, get iodine, get vitamin C, to cover your nutritional needs as well. Get storable food. Get a water filter that's a hand pump water filter. You know, Katadyn is a good brand as well, and there are gravity filters out there. InfoWars Store has got some as well. Get this stuff now, and it will serve you for a lifetime because we are not here to serve as your entertainment. I don't take 2 hours out of my day to just entertain you. I'm here to help you save yourself because I know what's coming. Alex sees it. We know what's coming. We're always way ahead of the curve on this, and we're warning you now. Get prepared, because it's going to be political chaos, possibly civil war chaos, possibly international war in the years ahead. Be ready, or you'll get caught with your pants down on this. Much more straight ahead. Stay with us.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Mike Adams.
Trucking, got my chips cashed in, keep trucking.
Socialists have taken over the Democrat Party, and they're pushing for a so-called Green New Deal in Washington, D.C. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is one of those who's pushing for this. The Green New Deal, of course, modeled after the New Deal that was a massive expansion of government, created, I believe, the Social Security Administration that confiscates your wealth and then wastes it and will probably never pay off many people working today. The Green New Deal is a promise to basically destroy the fossil fuel economy that is currently powering the United States. And let me say for the record, as you know, my name is Mike Adams. I'm here on the Alex Jones Show today. For the record, I know that I and the InfoWars organization agree with this, that this Green New Deal would be the end of America as we know it. It would turn America into Venezuela. And here's why. The fossil fuel economy is under Trump, by the way, fossil fuel economy has expanded to the point where we now are a net exporter of fuel. In essence, we are energy independent now for the first time in over a decade. Even as Obama tried to destroy fossil fuels and shut down coal-fired power plants, President Trump has brought back oil exploration, and he's brought back clean coal in America, and he has enabled us to be more energy independent, which, by the way, is huge in terms of supporting our economic growth and insulating us from issues of geopolitics, issues in the Middle East, oil embargoes or oil supply restrictions or oil pricing from countries that are enemies of the United States. So Trump has, in effect, become America's best friend. That's why he's hated by the globalists, because they hate America. They hate energy independence. But this economy is only possible because of the amount of work that is condensed into, let's say, a gallon of gasoline or a gallon of diesel fuel. And I have news for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Ms. Cortez, there are no tractors that run on batteries. Now, I understand that her IQ is too far gone to understand these complex concepts, but there are no tractors that grow food and harvest food and plant seeds that run on batteries. There are not commercial airliners that run on batteries. You can have all the green energy in the world. You can have all the solar panels and all the wind turbines, everything in the world. But if you don't have some kind of quantum leap revolution in battery storage, there's not energy density to power like long-haul trucks on the highways to deliver all the goods and services and deliver the fuel. And tractors and agricultural equipment, they don't run on batteries. They run on diesel. They run on petroleum. They run on fossil fuels. And it's astonishing to me that these socialist liberals in Washington, D.C., they are so incredibly brain dead. They are, and I don't mean this as an insult. I mean this as a medical diagnosis when I say they are cognitively retarded. They are incapable of understanding the most basic principles of science and energy storage. and why diesel fuel powers the biggest machines, construction equipment, cranes, excavators, skid steers, dump trucks. The machines that power our infrastructure are powered by fossil fuels. Why? Because fossil fuels have the energy density that's necessary to run those motors and run that the hydraulic systems that are necessary for all that to exist. Now, the Green New Deal would collapse America's economy because the Green New Deal is trying to destroy the fossil fuel system and get us over to so-called clean green energy in some number of years. But it's a fairy tale. And by the way, in all of this, fossil fuels release carbon that's trapped under the ground, carbon that the plants of the world need to grow. Plants use carbon dioxide. It's the number one most important nutrient for all plant life on our planet. Food crops need carbon. Forests need carbon. The reforestation is only possible because of rising levels of carbon dioxide. The more carbon dioxide we have in the atmosphere, it's a blessing to the regreening of the earth. If we want to have a Green New Deal, it should be raising the carbon dioxide levels because that would make the planet more green, more wet, more lush. We'd have more rainforest. The science on this is absolutely clear. Higher levels of CO2 are called a greenhouse effect because a greenhouse is where you grow plants. CO2 is good for the planet. And actually burning fossil fuels releases carbon that's trapped underground that actually is a nutrient for plant life. It allows third world countries to grow more food more easily. You have more efficient crop production and agricultural food production. You have more efficient reforestation and ecological diversity. When you have all these rainforests of the world that produce natural medicines and molecules of interest to scientists for natural cures and medical research, that's only possible because of carbon dioxide. And it's fossil fuels that release the carbon dioxide that has been sequestered under the ground. So in effect, this is absolutely true to say that burning fossil fuels provides nutrients for plants. It's absolutely true. You'd have to be completely ignorant of science to understand that. I mean, photosynthesis uses carbon dioxide. Photosynthesis is the metabolic energy of all plant life as we know it on this planet. Food crops, you know, rainforests, even marine ecosystems, the seagrass and the sea algae and microorganisms in the ocean are all dependent on sunlight in order to engage in photosynthesis, and they produce oxygen. The plants produce oxygen as a byproduct, the oxygen that you and I breathe. So think about this. We burn fossil fuels. It releases CO2 into the atmosphere, which makes plants thrive. More plants can grow more food more quickly and release more oxygen. The oxygen raises the level of oxygen in the atmosphere to support human life. No wonder the globalists hate fossil fuels. They don't want to release the carbon. They want to keep it trapped underground. They don't want food crops to grow. They don't want independence in third world countries. They want countries to be trapped in poverty. They don't want higher levels of oxygen in the atmosphere. They don't want humans even to be able to breathe. This is why they're rolling out the global dimming experiment to pollute the atmosphere, to shut down photosynthesis. This is why they're doing it. The Green New Deal, if the socialists manage to push this, it will collapse plant life. It will collapse food production. It will lower oxygen in the atmosphere. It will destroy the U.S. economy. It will lead to mass starvation, disease, and destitution, which is exactly what Democrats want. Because those are the kind of countries they like to rule over. Look at North Korea. Look at Mexico. Look at Cuba. Left-wing, fascist, socialist, communist despots. What kind of countries do they like to rule over? Countries where you have impoverished masses, people who are disarmed and starving to death and have no money left because it's all been wiped out by inflation. Look at Venezuela today. Everybody turned in their guns many years ago, and now they can't fight back. This is the Democrat plan, to thrust you into poverty, throw you into starvation, cause mass disease and destitution and dependence on big government, all while expanding the size of government to an extent that we've never seen in human history. This Green New Deal from Ocasio-Cortez, this is the plan. This is the suicide pact for America. It would shut off fossil fuels. It would shut off the economic opportunities that those create. It would destroy farming, destroy agriculture. The food supply would collapse. It would destroy the economy as we know it today. No wonder Democrats love this plan. No wonder that they are rooting for it. It would bankrupt the economy, and it would guarantee government jobs for everyone, by the way. Oh, really? That is just what we need. Half the country working for the government. Doing what? Fudging more climate change science studies that are rooted in total nonsense. I mean, what jobs would they even give people? Do we need bigger government in this country? Do we need to collapse the fuel economy? Do we need fossil fuels gone to the point where no one can run agriculture anymore? That's what Democrats want. It's just to give you an idea of how dangerous these socialists really are. Their ideas are the worst ideas in the world. They are the dumbest people in the world. They are dangerous to this country, and they hate America. They want to overrun our borders, collapse everything that's working today. They are destroyers of worlds, and they want to destroy the United States of America next. InfoWars is one of the very few outlets telling the truth about this. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You know, Trump signed the farm bill into law. It takes effect January 1st. And hemp, industrial hemp, has been legalized from a federal level all across America. This is a huge victory. This is the ending of the prohibition of growing cannabis in the form of low THC hemp. By the way, thanks for joining me. Mike Adams here filling in for Alex Jones on this third hour today. I'm going to give you some details about this hemp legalization move and why it is such a huge deal. But let me preface it by saying, first of all, I believe it is wrong for any government to claim that a natural plant like that is illegal in the first place. So as much as we celebrate the ending of prohibition, we should all be condemning the prohibition that has been in place for decades. How does a government have the right to criminalize a plant that grows like a weed? It literally is a weed in farms all across America. It grows on its own. And by the way, the nutrients, the molecules that it produces, the cannabinoids, are not only compatible with human physiology, they are molecules that your body creates itself to some extent. Did you know that if you eat omega-3 fatty acids, which are the healthy oils from fish oils or chia seeds or flax seeds and so on, your body actually generates a certain amount of cannabidiol itself. So your body makes this chemical, and yet the government has criminalized a plant that also makes it out in the wild. See, that's wrong to begin with. So, yeah, we celebrate the decriminalization or the ending of prohibition of this plant for agricultural use, but we have to remember we are still suffering as food slaves under a tyrannical big government regime that never should have had that power in the first place. So always keep that in mind. The DEA is unconstitutional. The FDA is unconstitutional. All these government agencies are unconstitutional. They have way too much power. They need all the power needs to be stripped from them. How can they write their own law without it being approved by Congress? That's the problem. And that needs to be corrected, by the way. I mean, from ATF to the CDC, you know, you name it. These government regulatory agencies, the EPA, you know, the Environmental Pollution Agency, they have way too much power. But getting to the specifics of the hemp legalization farm bill law, it was pushed by Senator Mitch McConnell, which is interesting given that he's a senator of Kentucky, I believe, and Kentucky happens to be a place to grow a lot of cannabis, doesn't it? I mean, that whole region grew hemp for, you know, hundreds of years before it was outlawed, and it can grow it again. So he's also up for re-election in 2020. So he did this, I believe, as a political move to help get votes so that he can stay in the Senate and, you know, to get the people at home to vote for him because now they could grow industrial hemp. But here's what the law actually says, and here's what you need to know. You can't just grow hemp anywhere in the country. You have to still be licensed by the USDA now. So they've taken industrial hemp, which, by the way, let me back up. Industrial hemp is cannabis. It's just cannabis with a low THC level. The federal government defines that as less than 0.3% THC. So you can have high CBD, which is non-psychoactive, and low THC. That's defined as hemp, even though it's still cannabis. It's just a different variety of cannabis. It has a different chemical composition. But you can't just go out and start growing it everywhere. The government still wants to license it, but the licensing has been moved away from the DEA, and it's now under the USDA. So it's an agricultural crop starting January 1st. Importantly, it also means that farmers can grow this industrial hemp and they can get crop insurance because it's treated as a normal crop, just like growing soybeans or corn or wheat. And importantly, you don't have to spray hemp with glyphosate, by the way, so it will be glyphosate-free. Whatever you get out of that crop, hemp seeds, hemp oils, hemp extracts, hemp fiber, it will all be glyphosate-free because you don't spray it. You would kill it if you sprayed it with glyphosate. Also importantly, the FDA still asserts that it has the right to criminalize CBD that comes from this hemp, even if you grow it in a way that's licensed by the USDA. Now, I'm going to repeat that because this could be confusing. I know CBD is a very popular product, and it should be. CBD is, it's amazing. In the things that it helps your body do, CBD is, it's truly a miracle molecule if there ever was one. It has so many uses throughout your body, and people who take CBD supplements report extraordinary effects. The thing is, the FDA doesn't like that to exist. So the FDA has invoked a rule. And listen to this for a second, because it's so insane, you won't even believe this. The FDA says that CBD is illegal to sell as a supplement because there's a small pharmaceutical company somewhere that's studying CBD for possible approval as a prescription drug at some future date. And that, according to the FDA, makes CBD supplements illegal. Now, I almost got to say that again, because you hear that and you're going, what? What are you talking about? Yeah. The FDA says that even if there's a natural molecule, if there's some drug company studying that molecule for a possible prescription drug in the future, that that molecule becomes illegal even if it's existed throughout all of human history. In other words, by the same logic, the FDA could say, well, vitamin C is now illegal because there's some drug company that's studying vitamin C as a drug, you know, like an anti-cancer drug or something, because vitamin C does so many amazing things in your body as well. This is the FDA's logic. This has never been approved by Congress. This is not approved by the Trump administration, this insanity by the FDA. But the FDA is asserting this under its own rule, saying that it can block the sales of CBD supplements, that it can criminalize them, that it can attack and shut down companies that advertise CBD supplements. And that's why companies that are selling CBD products are now switching to saying that they are hemp extracts. They don't advertise the CBD. They are naturally high levels of CBD and other cannabinoids. That's simply part of what the plant is. That's the language that you're seeing now in the supplements market to try to evade or avoid the FDA insanity. Now, hopefully, this new farm bill law signed by Trump will allow more industrial hemp to be grown nationwide, and it will become so popular that the FDA will have to back off of its position and eventually allow CBD supplements to be advertised as CBD supplements. But this comes back to the big government issue. Why does the FDA have this power? Why can the FDA criminalize a molecule that your body makes and that is found out in the wild? Why does the FDA have this dictatorial power to destroy your life and your company just because you are using a molecule that, frankly, you know, God blessed us with all across this planet? This molecule it's like medicine from heaven. And it's supposed to be free. It's supposed to grow everywhere like weeds. It's supposed to be so common, so commonplace that everybody could just go out in their backyard and have some natural medicine. That's what cannabis is supposed to be. But the government doesn't want you to be able to take advantage of that medicine because they want you to buy pharmaceuticals and chemotherapy. And they want you to be licensed and controlled and silenced so that you don't tell the truth about natural medicine that grows everywhere across the country. There's the truth about cannabis that you won't hear from the left-wing media. Much more straight ahead. Mike Adams here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
One of the best New Year's gifts you can give yourself is to manufacture your own legal firearm at home. And that's one of the things that I did over the Christmas holiday. You can see here there's a lower that is the reason it's shiny in the center there, might be slightly out of focus, is because it was drilled out. I used a ghost gunner and I built this myself. And of course, it's perfectly legal to do so. My disclaimer for this entire segment is I always encourage you to follow the laws. Don't want you to do anything illegal or get yourself in trouble that way. But I live in Texas, and under federal law and Texas law, it is legal to manufacture your own firearms. And so I purchased a Ghost Gunner from Defense Distributed, and it works perfectly fine. You might even be wondering, like, how does it work on this? Because this isn't the bare aluminum. Well, turns out you can just kind of Dremel away six contact areas on this lower, and that's where the router bit touches this for conductivity. And if you sort of Dremel away the coating on those six areas, then it'll absolutely work, even if you've got, you know, different kinds of coatings on it, such as Cerakote or whatever you're using. So this is the segment. This is what's important. We are entering a realm now where Democrats are trying to push these red flag gun laws, where they say that anybody who is reported secretly to a judge can be raided and have their firearms confiscated without any due process, no rule of law, nothing. You have no right to defend yourself. You have no right to argue in your defense. You have no right to even present evidence in your defense. You have no rights at all. This is a total violation of the Second Amendment. But just as importantly, what Democrats believe qualifies you for a red flag gun law is simply wanting to own a firearm. So according to the definition of the Democrats, wanting to own a firearm makes you crazy or makes you dangerous, and that's enough to have your guns confiscated. You see the catch 22? Here, it's a catch 22. It's like, if you want to own guns, you shouldn't be allowed to own guns. The only people that should be allowed to own guns are people who don't want guns, because they're the only sane people, according to Democrats. It's kind of like the way they censor conservative speech. They say, well, all conservative speech is hate speech, and we have to make our communities safe places against hate speech. That's the Zuckerberg talk right there. Have to be safe spaces against hate speech. Well, what is hate speech? Well, hate speech is anything that we disagree with. Hate speech is anything that a conservative says. Hate speech is anything that a Trump supporter might utter. Hate speech is speech that says that people should make their own guns. That's hate speech, you know, according to the left. But I'm here to tell you that manufacturing your own firearm is a great American tradition. And it is currently legal under most states. But I always encourage you to check your state laws, because I believe in New Jersey and perhaps elsewhere, it is now illegal to own a ghost gunner machine. Now, a ghost gunner is not a 3D printer. These are not 3D printed. These are milled out aluminum blocks. And a ghost gunner is a milling machine, a CNC milling machine. It removes material, where 3D printers add material. And by the way, if you ever tried to 3D print an AR-15 lower and fire it, it would explode in your face, probably. So don't try that, because the materials aren't strong enough to handle that. So you mill it out with aluminum. And then you, of course, add the upper, with the barrel and the bolt carrier group and the charging handle. And, you finish the rifle, you know, the buffer spring, all that stuff. And then you go out and test it, make sure it's working well. Now, a lot of people wonder, do you have to put a serial number on that firearm? Opinion varies, and I'm not a lawyer, so again, follow and research your local laws, but I've researched local laws in Texas and federal laws, and it is my opinion after that research that there is no current federal or state requirement in my area to put a serial number on a self-manufactured firearm. But if you sell it to somebody or you give it to somebody, according to the law, yes, it has to be serialized at that time. Why does this matter? Well, if you don't serialize a firearm, then if you manufacture more than one, it's hard for government confiscation tyrants to know how many you have. If you're making your own firearms and you serialize them and you have, you know, 1 through 10, and they find a gun that is number 10, they're going to ask you, where are the other 9? So I say, as long as it's legal, don't serialize them. Why put on your gun a quantity number of how many you own? Or if you want to serialize it, make up some big long number, 1,629,742. That's the serial number. Let them deal with that. let them ask, really, you have another 1 million guns that you made? Yeah, sure, in this closet. They're right there, all million of them. Because, you know, the gun confiscation tyrants are so stupid, they don't even know what numbers mean. But the point is, when gun confiscation kicks in, and believe me, the Democrats are going to push for it, they're going to have more shootings. Make no mistake, there are more shootings being planned right now for the purpose of calling for gun confiscation, just like Operation Fast and Furious under Barack Obama and Eric Holder. That was a false flag operation to try to ban guns by letting guns get into the hands of violent drug dealers and Mexican drug cartels. That was the whole plan. And isn't it amazing that Eric Holder has never been charged for gun running and that Barack Obama has never been charged for that? Anyway, that happened. That's true. But when they come to confiscate your guns, they're going to go by the records. So if you purchased a firearm and you went through the FBI background NICS system, the background check system, there is a federal record of your purchase. Those records will be used to confiscate your guns. This is what happened in Venezuela. The people were told by the government there, hey, there's too much crime and violence in society. We need to have a peaceful society. Everybody should give up their guns. And the Venezuelan people said, yeah, that sounds like an awesome idea. Let's give up our guns. So they gave up all their guns, and the government, for those who didn't give them up, the government just went door to door based on the records they had, and they took the guns, and they confiscated hundreds of thousands of weapons, and they arrested thousands of people. And then Venezuela had no guns in the hands of citizens, but all the guns in the hands of the government. Shortly after that, the government decided to declare war on the citizens. The government said, oh, we're going to steal all your money. We're going to hyperinflate the currency. We're going to make it a crime to criticize the government. We're going to arrest you and basically assassinate you if you criticize the regime. And you don't have any guns to defend yourself with. So the Venezuelan people are now starving to death. And the women are selling their bodies for, you know, meals. And people are desperate. People are eating zoo animals and their neighbors' pets, if any are even remaining at this point. They're dumpster diving for food. The government is a dictatorial, tyrannical regime, and the citizens have no way to defend themselves. Because they gave up their guns, they allowed the government to confiscate the guns, and the government was able to do that efficiently because they had the records of who owned the firearms. This is why you need to have, and I say this again with the disclaimer, always follow your local, but you need to have, in my opinion, at least one firearm that the government doesn't have a record of through, and again, you need to accomplish this through a legal means, such as, where legal, manufacturing your own firearm. And it's absolutely important to do this. You can also have a concealed carry permit. In many states, you go purchase a firearm, and it doesn't check with the FBI for that firearm. There's only a record on a piece of paper at your firearms dealer. And that is a relatively good situation compared to having a federal database of your firearms. So governments, even a government that today is, let's say, friendly to you, may not be friendly in the future. That government may be taken over by a dictator, a socialist, a fascist at some point in the future. And if that happens, your life may be threatened by that dictatorial regime. You and other Americans need to have the ability to defend yourself against tyranny. That is the entire point of the Second Amendment. That's why the Founding Fathers wrote that into the Bill of Rights, so that you can have that right, you can have that power, and if you're not exercising that power to manufacture your own firearms where legal, then you may be subjected to exactly the same kind of tyranny that is currently destroying Venezuela. Those are my thoughts on firearms. Stay with me. We'll be back after this break with much more.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
We wake up in the morning and the light is...
It's my honor to be joining you today, and I really appreciate you tuning in. I hope you've received a lot of practical information. This is my last segment for today, and then we've got, I believe, Doug Hagman taking over the fourth hour. I always try to give you very practical information that's really, you know, well-researched, information that can greatly enhance the quality of your life and make you more free, keep you more informed and aware, and help you get more prepared against what's coming. And I really want to invite you, let's take a big picture view together here. I want to invite you to start observing the events that are happening in the world around you, and looking at them now from the perspective of the war against humanity. Because I believe that as you start really having this overlay, this perspective on events that are unfolding, the narratives of CNN, the attacks on Trump, the mass poisoning of the food supply, the pushing of toxic chemotherapy treatments for people, I think you'll come to understand that these all have something in common, and that is the desire to exterminate humanity. That's really what it is. I mean, you think, look at every action, like Governor Jerry Brown recently just pardoning violent criminal felons. I mean, murderers in California are being pardoned now so that they won't be deported. Well, why is the governor of California pardoning violent murderers? Well, because it's all about spreading violence to attack good people. It's about committing violence against humanity. It's a small little piece of a much bigger puzzle that's all about how to destroy human lives, how to create disease and desperation among the population. And everything that you see, you start to have a question mark about it. It's a lot of times you'll see that it's a weapon, like cancer treatments are a weapon. Cancer treatments cause cancer. You know, the fluoride in the water supply is a weapon that's scientifically validated to lower IQs in children, adults, and senior citizens. Pesticides are a weapon system against humanity. Herbicides, cancer-causing chemicals, these are weapon systems against humanity. And even gun confiscation is a way to take away your ability to defend yourself. The illegal invasion of America through the borders, this is a way to overthrow first world nations and destroy societies that are leading humanity into a brighter future. It's all attacks on humanity. And so I have to say, this mass poisoning of the human race, it has been underway for a long time, many years, and it is accelerating now. And the only way to stop this is to stop the globalists. I have to emphasize this. If we don't successfully stop the globalists, then we are going to become extinct as a race. Our time on this planet is looking to be very limited. You and I may be witnesses to the last chapter of human history, at least structured in the way that we understand civilization today. Because the attacks on humanity are proceeding, and all of these screaming, babbling leftists who are attacking Trump and attacking America, what are they in favor of? They're in favor of abortion. They're in favor of pushing vaccines and maiming children. They're in favor of the toxic GMO crops. They're in favor of polluting the atmosphere. They call it, stratospheric aerosol injections. It's terraforming. They want to block out the sun. They want to poison the planet. They want more air pollution. This is their goal. Everything that they do is about destroying society. It's about destroying human babies. It's about destroying fertility. It's about destroying the very definition of a man and a woman. It's about creating a society where there is no more, there are no families, there's no sexual reproduction, there's no future for any children or the children of those children. That's, if you start to look around the world and see it from that point of view, you will understand what's happening. And when CNN reports, oh, it's horrible that the troops love Trump. Why? Why is CNN doing that? Because it's an attack on the security of our nation. They don't want America to have a military that loves its president. They don't want America to have a border. They don't want America to exist at all. They are literally trying to destroy this country. And think about the incredible evil of the people that go along with this, the so-called journalists who are just fake journalists. Think about the propagandists. Think about the fact that as I'm here with you today for 2 hours, I haven't used a teleprompter for 1 second. You know, I've got some articles printed out. I've got a few notes here, but I've delivered this entire show without any teleprompters. There isn't a person in the left-wing media who could even do an hour show without a teleprompter because they're so brain dead. They cannot even tell the difference between facts and fiction. They're no longer even journalists. They are just biological puppets. They're just talking heads, reading scripts, taking drugs, and pushing pharmaceuticals. That's all they do. They're barely human anymore. They are automatons. They're biological robots. They do what they're told. But that's not the future that you and I want for humanity. We are not here to just obey and do what we're told. We're here to innovate. We are here to help make humanity better than it is today. We're here to create a brighter future for our children, to keep humanity alive, to reach for the stars, and to expand our knowledge, understanding, and awareness of the world around us and how it works, because we are students of cause and effect. We are students of reality. And that makes us enemies of the delusion weavers who are trying to control and suppress human consciousness and human minds. And they can only do that through deception. They can only do that by distracting you from reality, by taking away your ability to think for yourself or to observe reality or to say that 1 + 1 = 2. If you can reason, if you can engage in rationality, you are the enemy of the establishment. The establishment has no use for anyone who can think for themselves. And as I mentioned earlier, the most offensive thing in the world to a globalist is a healthy human baby being born alive. They can't stand that. They want all those babies murdered before they're born. But the next most offensive thing is a baby that grows up with healthy nutrition, good parenting, a family unit, maybe homeschooling or a good school, a private school, maybe some interaction with the Christian faith and some teaching of morality and ethics combined with intelligence and discovery, where that child grows up and becomes a free-thinking adult. And that is a huge threat to the globalists. A free-thinking adult is the second most offensive thing to the globalists. And it takes courage to be a free-thinking adult. It takes courage to share this video, to share this information. It takes courage to do what you do and to do what I do. But while most people want to be comfortable, you and I, we want to be effective. We want to help humanity move forward. We don't want humanity trapped and enslaved in this mental cage, this prison system of disinfo and fairy tales and LGBTP propaganda and indoctrination. That is a trap for humanity. That's mental slavery. We don't settle for that. That's why we do what we do. That's why you are listening to this show. That's why I'm here substitute hosting this show. That's why InfoWars exists. That's why Natural News exists. We are the real independent media and the independent thinkers of society. And everyone that you listen to here on InfoWars coming up, you know, Doug Hagman and Paul Joseph Watson and Owen Schroyer and David Knight and many, many others, we're all independent thinkers, just like you, which is why we don't have the same talking points. You know, like Pelosi and Schumer, they tweet out the exact same tweet because they're handed it. It's a memo for them. It's copy and paste. They are globalist robots. We are nobody's robots. We are free-thinking human beings who love humanity. We love our world. We love healthy brains and healthy babies. And we love good nutrition and healthy food. We love having a bright future. And that's what we're striving to create by defeating the globalists that are working to systematically destroy humanity. That's why we need your help. Please support this platform, InfoWarsStore.com. Visit my website, NaturalNews.com. Share the stories on newswars.com. Spread this information. We have a chance. We have a chance to defeat the globalists. We have a chance to save humanity from the extinction that is being systematically carried out right now. It's always my honor to join you. I will continue to do so as long as we have an opportunity to bring you this message of truth and courage. And frankly, divine inspiration, because that's what's behind us. Fighting for God. We're fighting for love of humanity. We're fighting for the survival of humanity. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams for InfoWars and the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We'll be back with the fourth hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.